This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The United States is said to be considering options on Venezuela and perhaps trying to reconcile opposing views among various Trump administration officials, including President Donald Trump himself. This, as self-declared Venezuelan President Juan Guaido is calling for new street protests aimed at forcing Nicolas Maduro from office. Guaido has made repeated calls for the army to help force Maduro out, but the socialist president clings to power. Mr. Trump discussed Venezuela with Russian leader Vladimir Putin by phone on Friday, and to the surprise of many, came away claiming that Putin has no intention of interfering in Venezuela.
He is not looking at all to get involved in Venezuela, other than he'd like to see something positive happen for Venezuela. And I feel the same way.
That view is diametrically opposed to the one voiced by Mr. Trump's own Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He's been saying Russia is playing a troublesome role in Venezuela, helping to block a transition of power. He notes there are Russian troops in the country, and there are credible reports that the Kremlin this week convinced Maduro not to go into exile. Meanwhile, the political standoff in Caracas continues. Michael Shifter is the president of the Inter-American Dialogue.
After the events of this week, both Guaido and Maduro are weakened. They've been battered. And I think the armed forces that already has enormous power in the government may move towards taking control themselves without Maduro, but not necessarily also embracing Guaido.
Japan's new emperor addressed the public for the first time today after gaining the throne this week. Emperor Naruhito, accompanied by his wife Masako and other members of the royal family, greeted cheering crowds from a balcony in the Imperial Palace in Tokyo. He said in part, "I am deeply grateful and I wish from the bottom of my heart for your health and happiness." This is VOA News. North Korea has fired what South Korea calls a barrage of projectiles into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. A report from Michelle Hennessy of Reuters.
North Korea fired several unidentified projectiles from its east coast on Saturday. That's according to South Korea's military, who had initially described it as a missile launch, but later gave a more vague description. If they were missiles, it would be the first launch in over a year and comes amid a breakdown in talks with Washington and a failed nuclear summit with President Trump in February.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. No comment on the launches so far from North Korea. Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today, though it says many were intercepted by its air defense systems. There were no reports of Israeli casualties in the rocket fire, but officials in Gaza say at least three Palestinians were wounded in Israeli retaliation raids. Here in the United States, a Boeing 737 jetliner skidded off a runway Friday night at the Jacksonville, Florida Naval Air Station when the crew attempted to land in a heavy thunderstorm with 136 passengers on board. The station's commanding officer is Captain Mike Connors.
A civilian contract aircraft arriving at Naval Air Station Jacksonville from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, slid off the runway, runway 10 here at Naval Air Station Jacksonville into the St. John's River. Navy security and emergency response personnel were at the scene immediately and began rescue efforts.
No fatalities and no critical injuries reported. Fighting continues for control of Tripoli. The backdrop, an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army led by Khalif Haftar to seize the reins of power. Here's VOA's Heather Murdoch.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Thailand's 66-year-old king Maha Vajiralongkorn has been officially crowned. This was the first day of the elaborate three-day $30 million coronation ceremonies, which are being televised. For many Thais, it is their first opportunity to experience a coronation. The last such event was in 1950. The new king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a national holiday. On Wednesday, the new king announced his fourth marriage to his former bodyguard, a former flight attendant. She is now Queen Sutita. Gene Randall, VOA News.